This bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
Yakuza. Yakuza. Yakuza Kick Radio. Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock. Listen, listen. This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That's Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Boom. All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy. You only fuck that. Black D. Out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
J-Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
It is Friday, November 25th, 2011. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. It's the day after Thanksgiving. You know, we decided to move the show first earlier, then later, and Noel, we're here tonight. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Did you invite a bunch of neighbors over and fucking murder them and steal their property? Did you? Anyway, I'm your host, J-Cat Morris, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams. What's up, Eric?
Oh, well, Fantastic, and as Billy says, we are fucking true members of Cult Fiction, and I'm repping the fucking Cult Fiction shirt as we speak, so how about that?
Well, there you go. I got a Hit Squad repeat offenders shirt on. Has no relevance to the conversation, but there you go. Anyway, got a lot of stuff to go over. You know, we got our NFL thing, of course, well, I got to talk about some stuff there. Of course, every streak must end. Whatever. We got to do our picks. We got to do the whole thing. WWE had a pay-per-view over last weekend. Got a lot of news coming out of, indies and
hear
stuff
that
like
laugh.
That. What's up?
Hear that laugh that I just did? I did one of those.
Pay-per-views,
fuck pay-per-views. Who pays for pay-per-views anymore?
Oh, okay, well, I don't know. You'll have to let me in on this new information of, obtaining a pay-per-view. I have no idea. We got all sorts of stuff. The CZW show is 1 week closer. We actually, next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, will be the Indie Summit Cage of Death doubleheader, and I couldn't be more excited for it. Of course, I have some shit to talk about as well, as far as that goes. Some promos to play, some funny shit I got loaded up, and, we'll get into it. So, either way, I guess let's just start off the way we always do, and I guess I'll appease Eric for once, and, There you go. Before there was any football talk, there was music. Look at that. Well, here's the deal. Okay. It's kind of an awkward week, seeing as we're going to... Yeah, okay, cut the music. Seeing as we, you know, had the beginning of this week already happen, and obviously that's more of a focal point for me at this point, but, you know, last week actually did happen, and that was, you know, the week that's in the books completely. We had beaten the Arizona Cardinals. We looked pretty fucking smashing. And, yeah, we went out there, represented, beat the shit out of the Arizona Cardinals. You know, we were one step closer to clinching our division. Unfortunately, St. Louis didn't win that game. And didn't really expect them to, so. And no surprise there. But had a great time watching the game with a fellow Niner fan. And I found one of those. Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, it was good times. And what else happened? Your Eagles continued the streak. You know, they continued the streak that really seems to be a current theme. Now, I mean, I could be wrong on this. Could just be an arrogant Niner fan, which is probably true. But it seems like a lot of the teams that we've beaten, their spirits have been broken, and they just leave taking that loss, and then next thing you know, they're just not the same. I mean, you look back, it definitely happened to Detroit after their, you know, they were undefeated. We took them off their horse. They might have won a game or so since then, and, you know, took a beating on Thanksgiving, my dad. they just have not looked the same since. I think we were 4-1, and so was the Bucks. We beat the living shit out of the Bucks, and they ain't been the same since. The Eagles have been kind of, you know, I don't want to even take credit for that. They fucked up a long time before us. But, you know, they really been just shoddy all season and stuff like that. And then, you look at just a lot of teams we've beaten, and next thing you know, they were a top team, and they kind of fell off. Well, the Giants, they take a loss to us. They go in against Vic didn't even play, did he?
No, Vince Young played.
Yeah, Vic didn't even play the game, and backup Vince Young won the fucking game. And, man, look at you, Giants. And, man, bounce back off of that and go meet fucking New Orleans on Monday night. Not looking good, guys. Not looking good. So, I don't know. What else happened?
We have some bullshit. We have some fucking bullshit, as the fucking intro said. Fucking bullshit, motherfucker. No, intro.
right.
That's some bullshit with Deshaun Jackson. Did you watch any of that Eagles game?
The Eagles-Giants?
Yeah.
No.
See, did you hear about, like, the 50-yard catch that Deshaun had? And then he fucking throws the fucking ball to the fucking... Giants one coach, and he fucking, like, brushes himself off. But the Giants got a penalty on it, but he got a penalty for taunting. And so they were at the 2-yard line at the time before the catch.
Right.
And they fucking had to go back to the 2-yard line.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, that's a douchebag move.
Yeah.
You know, to toss the ball to the opposing coach, you know, and dust your shoulders off. Yeah. That's probably crossing the line, you know? I mean, I don't know, man. That's pretty fucking brave. There's a lot of guys out there that really need a fucking reality check. The guy over there in Detroit. You know,
fuck,
there's
that,
a lot
idiot
of guys that just don't get it, you know? I mean, this shit has been, you know, this opportunity has been given to them, and they might be incredibly talented, but, hey, man, look at some of the fucking top douchebags in the NFL, and T.O. and Randy Moss, and what's going on with them right now? You know?
Nothing.
And, you know, I don't see Ocho Cinco's fucking name popping up too much either, so, I mean,
Does
I guess
he have a team?
Huh?
Does he even have a team?
Didn't he, thought he signed over there?
New England, but I don't think New England has him.
Really?
I think New England caught him.
Wow, that's fucking phenomenal.
I think
they really
cut him a while ago because he had like 4 catches, and that's all he's had all year.
Yeah, honestly, I just I hadn't thought about it at all, and I just randomly, you know, his name just came up amongst the other douchebags, and like I said, I just haven't heard his name. So I would not be surprised to hear that he was cut or something because, yeah, I mean, fucking for real. Dude has been a fucking ghost in the NFL, so I don't know,
another
man.
Douchebag, Haynesworth. That's another douchebag.
Yeah, well, you know, the list goes on, you know, but anyway, some guys just need to learn how to act. I mean, this fucking career, you know, the NFL career could be taken away from you as fast as, you know, you earned it. And some people are just gifted, and they didn't really work for it. They're just gifted athletes. They're born gifted athletes, and then they shit on their old, you know, their whatever they want to call the birthright or whatever it is to get into the NFL.
Right.
They pretty much, you know, walked down a red carpet into the NFL, whether it's out of high school, college, whatever, and got all the accolades in the world before they ever accomplished anything. So some of these guys, you know.
Here's my thing on that. And, you know, you might agree with me. These aren't, like, fucking high school kids. These are fucking grown-ass men.
Yeah. Well,
like
to
this.
A certain extent,
like,
by the time these guys
men.
Hit college, they still have a high school mentality. They don't have to go through any type of, you know, actual college education or anything like that. They just get, you know, a cakewalk through college for the most part because, you know, they're such a, you know, a highly respected athlete, and it's going to make the school look so good when this guy breaks records that, believe me, these fucking guys aren't passing, you know, top-level courses to fucking get into the NFL and this and that. And they leave school early as shit, and I don't know. You kind of are dealing with high school kids for the sake of, you know, the mentality never changes. Once they get on that high horse and, you know, it goes from, you know, best in their state in high school to, oh, wow, I got a top scholarship. No one can touch me. And they just more or less, you know, coast on that same cloud that they ended up on in high school. So I don't know if the mentality really changes that much.
Yeah, but some of these guys, like, fucking, like, some of these, sorry to cut you off there, but some of these guys, like, T.O., they're 37 years old.
Well, yeah, the mentality
and they're
never
fucking
changed.
Acting like they're fucking children. Like, what the, are they fucking, like, are they fucking retarded?
They may be. They may be. So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. So, obviously, I have to jump into this week's thing. And, you know, Green Bay and Detroit. Green Bay was favored by 6.5 points. I went with Green Bay. Eric went with Detroit. Green Bay went out there and they handled fucking business.
Detroit fucking played very flat football the first half.
Yeah. They're not ready. They threw continuous fucking interceptions, and it just seemed like every pick he threw, he didn't learn from the last one, and it was just over and over and over and over and over. And there was just really no correcting the problem there. They just continued to sleep on the defensive backs and just throw into trouble, and every time, pick, 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 pick. So, I don't know, man.
I want to say that Detroit, man, that's a bold prediction, but I want to say Detroit gave up.
Well, damn sure looked like it, but, I don't know. Anyway, they had the next game you had Miami at Dallas, and Dallas was favored by 6.5 points. We both picked Dallas like fucking losers, and they barely, with 1 second left on the game, scraped out a 1-point victory over the Miami Dolphins. I don't know, man. That's another team. That's not a good look, man. You're scraping out a 1-point victory over the Miami Dolphins at home on fucking Thanksgiving, one of your tradition games. Hey, shout out to Anthony Missionary Thomas in the chat room.
Oh shit, Thomas.
Yeah, from the wrestling soup. But yeah, that's not a good look, man. They scraped out a 1-point victory against the Miami Dolphins. Jesus Christ, that's not a good looking team. Hey, for you know someone who talked about what shit our division was, you know, towards the beginning of the season. What's your division looking like right now? Huh.
Hey Warren, what's going on?
Hey Juan in the chat. Yep, yep. And then we got the game that I'm obligated to talk about. My San Francisco 49ers, you know, they went in there against the Baltimore Ravens. It was yeah.
Hey, where's
in there
the,
talking
where's
about
the,
his
where's the San Francisco?
Oh, see, you know, you got jokes now, okay? Okay, fine. That's no problem. It's no problem. You know, either way, I got to do it now. Now I got to do it, you know? Yeah, just wait. Now we'll not talk for as long as it takes me to find this fucking clip. You know? Now you get put in the corner. That's what happens. Oh, Jesus Christ. The worst of this. There we go. So anyway, my
San Francisco
49ers went in there against the Baltimore Ravens, and you know, anyway, we went in there. It was a defensive battle the whole day. We ended up, it was 6-6 in Eagles, my nuts. So we went in 6-6 in the fourth quarter, and you know, eventually they just won that battle. And they ended up, you know, putting the points on us. And either way, man, we took 9 fucking sacks that day. If that defense is just way too fucking strong for our offensive line. At least that day it was. We got to definitely do a better job up front. 9 sacks, I don't care who you are. You know, we went with 9 sacks, went 6-6 into the fourth quarter. I got to say our defense is pretty stout as well to keep them out of the game that long. Having 9 sacks, I mean, yeah, it's. But hey, man, they went out there, you know, and take notes, all you douchebag fucking NFC East fans. This is good sportsmanship. They went out there, they played a better game, they were the better man that day, and you know, congrats, Ravens, you earned it. And if you're lucky, you'll see us in the end, because I plan on us bouncing back and going to the bowl. But who knows? Who knows? That's all I could hope for. Anyway, we got some tests ahead of us, but, you know, I'm with my boys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, for those that are not in the chat, Eric typed fly, Eagles, fly, and Nina put into a brick wall. And that's about accurate. So, anyway, first game up, we got the Minnesota Vikings at the Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons are favored by 8.5 points. Who do you got?
This
and,
is
and Juan is his name is Vince Young, but you can go with Vice Young. It's cool. Go ahead.
Wait, what was this? So it was Minnesota Vikings and Atlanta.
At the Atlanta Falcons.
And you know how it is every week. I always like to give my fucking stupid ass thing. You know,
stupid ass. Oh, you have a stupid ass thing again this week?
Nah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So Minnesota Atlanta this week. It's a big game this week.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a 1 o'clock. Okay, I'm laughing.
What's your gimmick this week?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I'm picking Atlanta.
Okay. You're going Atlanta? Let me see. I'm going to go with Atlanta as well. Hopefully they're able to put up big points. I don't know, man. AP is looking fucking beastly over there, and he's definitely putting up some big games, but, yeah, I'm going to go with Atlanta. Next up, we have the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals with the Bengals favored by 7.5 points, and I got Cincinnati.
I got Cincinnati as well. And for injury-wise, Nate Clements has been limited all week. Andy Dalton was hurt, but he's going to play. And for Cleveland, Peyton Hillis did not practice. He's out. Brandon Jackson. A lot of the running backs are hurt because Montario Hardesty is also hurt. So Cleveland having a hard time with running backs this year.
So, in other words, you got Cincinnati.
Yep.
All right, fantastic. Then we got the Carolina Panthers taking on Missionaries. Fantastic Indianapolis Colts with Carolina favored by a mere 3.5 points. What do you got?
Going Carolina. Excuse me, not Carolina. Indianapolis.
Oh, look at you. All sorts of brave. I'm going with Carolina, and like Mitch says, they're on a suck for luck campaign. And I don't know.
Cam Newton is,
yeah, well. Cam Newton is kind of on an up and down thing, but playing the Colts, he's probably going to be up. You know, it's really not going out on the. Even Mitch is going for Carolina all the way. They'll break our record, he says. Well, you know, I don't know, man. I'm really not going out on a limb to think that it's going to continue to be bad for them, but who knows. So anyway, you got Houston and Jacksonville up next, and Houston's favored by 3.5 points. I got Jacksonville.
I have Houston.
Oh, I gotta stop to address this real quick. Now, Mitch in the chat is telling us Andrew Luck is the Jesus of quarterbacks. Oh, that's such a hilarious statement from a Colts fan. And you know why. You guys gotta rip down a whole different Jesus poster. Well, anyway, we got the Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets. And the Jets are favored by 7.5 points. What do you got?
I got the Jets.
And I got Buffalo. And did you see Rex Ryan find
oh my gosh.
$75,000 for telling his man to shut the fuck up.
Well, let me
awesome.
Real quick, $75,000. If he's getting fined $75,000, I'm going to say this right now. Fucking asshole from... I'm not going to even call him by his real name. That Sioux faggot from fucking Detroit.
Is it because you can't pronounce his first name?
No. I'm not even going to... Ndamukong Sue, whatever.
There you go.
He is now faggot Sue. He is faggot Sue.
He'll stop your dick, man.
He should be suspended the rest of the year.
Well, he hears you say that, it'll stomp your dick. I know that much.
Fuck that faggot, piece of shit.
Okay, well.
Sorry, I'm getting fired up over here, but that guy, that's ridiculous. Like, what is he trying to prove? Oh, I slipped. I slipped. He didn't slip. Come on. like, go back and watch the highlights and tell me if he slipped. If you slip, then you must be clumsy or something.
Well, it's no different than, you know, when, you know, someone cheats on their girlfriend and they say it was an accident. Hey, you slipped, you know? It happens. It happens all the time.
I can't believe you said that. That was funny.
Fraudulent slip of the dick. Fucking slip to the dick or whatever the case is. It happens. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You can't judge. You can't judge. But
right in the hole. Boom.
Yeah.
Like a hole in one. Hole in one, baby.
All right. We got Arizona Cardinals at the St. Louis Rams. The Rams are favored by 2.5 points.
Going with Arizona.
I'm going Arizona, too. Next up, we got the Tampa Bay Bucks at the Tennessee Titans. Titans favored by 2.5 points. And your pick?
Now, who do you got?
Tennessee.
I got Tampa Bay.
All right. Next up, we have the Chicago Bears at the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders are favored by 4.5 points, and I don't know why.
Going with Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going with Chicago, too.
How many picks does Carson Palmer have on the air? Like 30?
Carson Palmer's actually, what do you mean?
Because he threw like 3 picks the 1 week. He threw 3 picks the next week. Like,
yeah, but
like 3 picks a week type deal.
For some reason, and he just, I don't know, for some reason.
He's a good quarterback, I'm not going to lie, but he's just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They're 4-1 on the road. That's the crazy thing about Oakland. They're 4-1 on the road.
Yeah, well.
And you know what's crazy? Chicago's going to be with that Haney kid, that rookie, that young guy, because Cutler's out for the year.
Yeah, it's funny. Mitch is saying, the last time anyone cared about the Raiders, Howie Long wasn't working at Radio Shack. Good point. Very valid point. You know, what can you do? I don't know. But either way, what's the next game? Jesus. Washington is taking on Seattle. They don't have team names. It's just Washington versus Seattle. Seattle's favored by 4.5 points. They've sucked enough to lose their team name, so now it's just two cities facing off. And I got Washington.
Well, Seattle's going for back-to-back victories if they win. And Washington, the Redskins have been on a fucking terrible. And, they need to get a quarterback. So maybe they're going to maybe try to trade up. But I got Seattle.
You got Seattle. All right. Next up, we have the New England Patriots taking on your Philadelphia Eagles. And the Pats are favored by 4.5. And you know I got New England.
You know I got Eagles.
Yeah, well, that's, my condolences. Next up, you got the Denver Broncos taking on the San Diego Chargers. And Chargers favored by 6.5 points. What do you got?
Well, San Diego has lost 5 consecutive games.
Yeah.
Denver,
you know, plus Tony Bennett
has never sung a song about fire. What was that?
So plus Tony Bennett never sung a song about them. So San Diego, really, you know, they got a lot of bad things going for them.
Well, here's my problem with Denver, though. When the owner of the team doesn't even have your back and cut Kyle Orton this week. And
what are you talking about?
Well, Denver cutting their back at quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
With Orton. And now there's reports that Elway doesn't even want Tebow at quarterback.
No, they really don't. And the thing is, like, oh, man. They did some kind of interview thing, and they did, like, a preview for it when they were playing the games. And it was, like, an interview. Someone interviewed Tebow. And they were getting, like, really deep with him, and they were like, you know, what do you think, you know, is going to happen this season? You know, he's such a fag. He really is. And he's just like, well, you know, I hope it all goes really well, and da da da. Just all little fucking church boy bullshit, you know. And then they tried to really dig on him. They're like, do you think that the management is confident in you being the future of the Denver Broncos? And he's like, you know, I can only just hope that, you know, they keep me on, and you know, I just really want to be here. He's like, no. Do you think that the management is confident as you to be the future of the Denver Broncos? And you seen fucking tears come into his eyes a little bit, and he sniffled. And then they cut the screen, like, you got to watch the whole show to see what happened. That's all I need to see. He was about to break down, like he fucking broke his legs and lost his career already. He's such a pussy.
Why do they
kid.
Have him at quarterback if they don't want him at quarterback?
Oh, God.
Like, couldn't they get Carson Palmer? Like, couldn't they have not done Carson Palmer?
Couldn't he have fucking hired the fucking unemployed fucking T.O. to, like, speak for him or something and just be an arrogant douchebag? Like, that's right, I'm on the ball. I'm a quarterback. He's my quarterback. Oh, no, he'll cry again, too. Jesus, there's no winning in this. There's just no winning. I don't know. Well,
hey, but they're winning, so I got San Diego.
Okay. Yeah, he won a game with what was 2 completions 2 weeks ago?
A win's a win's a win, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. An unemployment check is an unemployment check. Pittsburgh Steelers are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, and Pittsburgh is favored by 9.5 points. What do you got?
What do you got?
Oh, did I even pick last game? Because I do have Denver.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, you didn't pick. But that was
okay.
Denver, now you can pick again.
Yeah, I went off on fucking Tebow. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, same here.
All right. Last game, we'll move on to something about wrestling. We got the New York Football Giants taking on the New Orleans Saints. Saints are favored by 6.5 points. Who do you got?
I got New Orleans. New Orleans. All right.
Nollins. All right, then. Yeah, that's...
Who do you got?
So that's... What?
Who do you have?
Nollins.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just messing around and saying their name.
Nah, I got them. I'm trying to stick with this we crush other teams spirit thing that I'm going with. Of course, I could be wrong. Who knows?
You sound like me trying to figure out things to talk about. And you're just like how I do the whole, I'm going to have something different each week to talk about for football.
So, well, you never know. Well, I kind of want to talk about some wrestling. So, I guess, let me kind of reset my mind. I'll play a song, come back after the song, and we'll talk some fucking wrestling.
Is it Natural Born Killers?
No, it is not.
Guess who's back home? Cheese shit, certified nigga, can't touch him. Bosses all love him, haters will fuck them. Out crib everywhere, everything custom. Lun, bun, lun, bougie bitches like what them? Solitaire, clear stones, made box, clear dome. Blowing on that loud pack, bank rolls full grown. Well known convict, gone with the dumb shit. Thug life with it, like it's had it on my stomach. Nigga better pick another number, because I am not the one. The bigger picture's what's important, before all is said and done. I bet I get this shit back up under my feet. Bullshit aside, what I want, I keep. I'm the big bad wolf, and I want my sheep. Your birthday cake, I want my pee. I'm beefing with MCs, to me, it seems they're less than decent. I'm a beast and you're my thief. Apologies, you just can't keep it. Say you're winning, yes, you're being condescending and facetious. G's and C2 sign and see you may bump this in your confusion.
I once had a friend named Charlie, and Charlie was always late for school. He had a black eye one day, but he wouldn't say just what happened to him. Charlie got mad and mad one day and stood up with a 22 pistol. Told everybody that he couldn't take it anymore, he was over being a victim, see? One bullet through the wall and the history class was interrupted. Charlie put down in a pool of blood in the class that made it public. They said the bullies in school, they told him to be a suicidal. Cause the mirrors didn't reflect the criteria of an American idol. Well, sometimes I feel like I could run through the hallways with an AK-2. Not saying that I would, but it might feel good to offer you a rapper or two. So, I loaded the tin with a hollow tip and I follow tip to the hollow pits of my heart to shit for you to role model with. Pick up the jack and follow it. Pick up on jail and follow it. Don't be the one with the gun, be the one with the rum. Plus two models with all the kids. Listen up, the wolf don't give a fuck about the club. I don't wanna see you in school trying to do what I do. Then the boats, you gon' pop the trunk. Make something of something or something from nothing, baby. Wake up, play radioactive, never see the reaction. I really give a fuck, shame.
Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, still don't give a fuck.
9mm rifle, need a drive with a leader. I'm finna need a mic and a speaker. I'm finna be the prominent leader. Confidence leader, sell competition, I sell a visa. Dog, you putting my name in the middle with sucker shit. It's something like you getting raped by a stranger, cause you do not know who you fucking with. Crooked is a product of SLA, UGHTER. You ha ha funny, I had money when a DVD was a VCR. Niggas about to need CPR when they see the car. Kill them dead, might pull over. Fuck my chauffeur, cause I fool drivers. Phillip's head, then I'ma tell her to take me to yellow. Getting fucked up, I ain't feeling embarrassed. The feeling in the air is a 2.0 party. Like niggas and wiggas in Paris.
Nickel 9 to ride, I'm rhyming, it's a drama, the driver firing a llama. Got a bunch of fuckers saying hi to me now, cause the nigga said hi to Rihanna. Cause I look good, and I smell good.
It's the man's
world. That's right, I'm the new James Brown, drunk in the interview, fuck you finna do. What I'm finna do is go to the strip club and order 8 bricks. I'm on my T.I.P. in ATL, looking for a little pretty young thing I can skate with. Radioactive, shady, gon' make it go platinum. The reason? Since I'm on that slaughterhouse yellow with Lil Jon, hot white remix.
Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck.
alright. Welcome to the limited club. Who want a bar fight? In a bar so high that you're dealing with four dumb motherfuckers and two hard white deuces. Give me your top circle. That's the family that matters. I'm not Urkel, but I'm smooth as Stefan. When I move to slap on your eyeball, your shit looks so purple. I'm a product of the PJs. Still walk through that motherfucker in my PJs. Yeah, I'm in JP Morgan often, but don't think I can get chased out the PJs. So try me, punk. Let your body jump when it's shiny pump. Let your body slump. Yellow wolf, let me grip this hard white foot. Please don't make me high.
Roll that window there and start jumping. Pull up on whatever block that y'all on. Bill's got a nigga walking around doing stupid shit. My definition of an oxymoron. They ain't never stopped me from getting a bad one. I was telling this again, but they heard the story. Furthermore, he got a couple line bust, but it's no need to rush. They reserved it for me. See, I'm all about fam, I don't fuck with the rest. Going to the squeeze, so a couple is left. This walk of a song, smoking marriage, yelling payback. Two broke cover the debt, but I'm grown, adult. So whether that shit you say you don't reciprocate, love and respect, you get plugged. Or you and these doctors to cover your hoses if they double know the cassette. Your pride didn't hear me. Staying on the couch, get froggy, and bringing anybody that's near me. So real, I don't need someone to prepare me. I'm the first one in the hood to catch bodies in theory. Cause they be thinking that I came crazy. Money motivated, dream make me. Way out your league, going dream, baby. T.I. Team Shady.
Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, don't give a fuck. Up in the club, still don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man, so we're back. That was a Yellow Wolf remix, Hard White in the Club, and it had Slaughterhouse, T.I., whole shit on there, so that's been my joint lately, so I just had to play it and shit like I'm a fucking DJ or something. So anyway, wrestling. Well, what do you want to get into? So, WWE.
Pay-per-view. The pay-per-view, baby.
Yeah. This fucking guy.
What do you mean pay-per-view? This fucking guy?
Nah, I'm talking about Mitch. He's going hard selling this, He's been, advocating Lex Luger as, obituary. Let's put it that way. And for all of those who haven't heard that he died, yeah, you haven't. It's okay. He's a good guy. Anyway, the pay-per-view. What's going on with that? I got some opinions. Shoot at me.
Yeah. Opening, the opening of the show was John Morrison versus Dolph Ziggler.
Does he work here?
Bigger match. I fucking hate when they chant fucking "We want Ryder," though.
Right, but Dolph Ziggler wrestled who?
Morrison, John Morrison.
Does he work here?
Oh, he's been here. He's been in the company for mad long.
Huh.
Yeah, it's that guy that they don't really use him any well. The one that used to bang Molina.
Batista?
No. And not Mike Knox either.
Oh, that was my next guess. I'm all out of guesses. All right, well, I'll take your word for it. It was a good match?
Yeah. I'm assuming you didn't watch it.
Well, no, I didn't see that match. It must have been a dark match.
Yeah, it was definitely in the dark.
Okay.
Like, they had this in the dark, and people were like, "Where the fuck is the lights at? Where's the lights at?" And you hear fucking Vince going, "Where's the lights at, goddammit?"
Okay, what else happened?
Well, you said you have a bunch of notes, so... Well, how about that women's match?
It's kind of like a mental match? Note.
How about that women's match?
Oh, that's only women's match. Wasn't there like a top rope joint?
Yeah, it was a
lumber joint. Like a top rope joint to finish it that unfortunately didn't kill the other chick?
Yeah. Beth
that
won.
What?
I said Beth Phoenix won.
Yeah, so naturally, but unfortunately, even when you drop, an untalented bitch from the top rope, she still doesn't die. It's gotta step it up a notch. Scaffold match next month. Let's go. It's fucking.
Well, it's like the whole John Cena thing. He got thrown through like a 75,000 foot watt, like light, and he fucking came back the next week and wasn't even selling.
Who did that?
That was Cena. When Cena got thrown through that fucking big ass watt thing, and it exploded.
What was the wattage on that?
Like 75,000.
That's a bright motherfucker, man.
I know, right?
I had a 90 in my back porch thing, and I had to switch it to lighter because it was fucking, the neighbors were pissed. Every time I let the dog out, I got, like, complaints about, lighting their shit up like Shea Stadium. Yeah, John Cena, he's quite a warrior. 75.
Yeah, he's quite a seller. He sells pretty good. He sells really good.
Yeah.
It looks like we won't be having him on in the near future.
Oh, really? Shit, I'll cancel that plan then. All right,
so the next match was the elimination match. It was Team Orton of Randy Orton, Sheamus, Sin Cara, Kofi Kingston, and Mason Ryan versus Team Wade Barrett of Wade Barrett, Cody Rhodes, Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger, and Hunico.
For the most part, all I've heard was because obviously I didn't actually physically watch this pay-per-view, but I have a huge opinions on everything that happened. epic opinions. I saw clips here and there and all that stuff. But the biggest news of this is Sin Carcass fucking did another, proven to be a high-risk move, and took himself out for 6 to 9 months. So rest in peace, Sin Carcass. What can I tell you?
Real quick, about fucking Hunico fucking going late in the fucking,
Carcass was supposed to go further or what?
What?
Why was Carcass supposed to go further or why did he?
No,
but
it was confusing why Hunico was fucking, because Hunico got eliminated and then Orton got eliminated. And that was the finish.
Right. Is there a reason behind that, or you just...
No, I'm confused. I'm surprised that Hunico wasn't the first one out.
Well,
Ziggler got eliminated. He was the first one to get eliminated. Was Ziggler.
Well, and other people have mentioned this, too, but it is kind of weird how, and I know a lot of people are pegging it as like, look, they're making him into Homicide and stuff. Well, I mean, it's, there's... There's plenty of Latin kings out there, so it's not just Homicide that, rocked the bandana and is Latin and stuff. So, there's plenty of Mexican gangbangers out there. I wouldn't necessarily say it has to be Homicide. But, however, the thing is I don't know that they know where they're going with that. And what it comes down to is they went from a, honorable mask wearing luchador to, I'll fucking cut you in half. It's kind of like a crazy jump.
Is that a good, decision or do you think that's a bad decision?
It could work. They got to do some shit with it though. I mean, anything could work as long as you execute right. And, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, like Juan, he's a gang-banging Mexican. You can tell by his name. I kid, Juan. So anyway, is this the end of Sin Cara? You think this is it?
Well, no, because Triple H is way behind him, and Triple H is not going to let this shit go. So he'll probably wheel him out in a wheelchair and make him wrestle.
Huh.
You know how Triple H is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Juan. You're Puerto Rican. There's clearly no gang members that are Puerto Rican. It just makes it worse. So anyway, what else happened?
Okay, so they did that whole, I don't know if you've seen this part, but right before the next match, they fucking started reinforcing the ring. Because the next match is Big Show versus Mark Henry.
Which is hilarious to me, because when they have, what was it, an 8-man tag?
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly those 8 men outweighed 2 people, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like double.
Let's reinforce the ring, because there's, it just, fuck that.
And a DQ finish. What do you think about the DQ finish on a fucking pay-per-view? I hate DQ finishes on pay-per-views.
Yeah, I mean, it's the WWE, man. I just the whole storyline, I can't do it. I cannot continue to fucking see the Big Show on my TV. Like, I really, really expect him to go away now. Like, every time I see him, and they put him over with that big, lazy-ass punch. He just, pushes the guy with his fist. And I just sit back, I fucking roll my eyes and say some
bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
You know, and that's it. And I'm like, what else is there to watch? You know, but I don't know, man. It's just really, really bad. Now he's broke Mark Henry's ankle, and fuck off. Seriously.
Oh, Miss says it could have been worse.
I'd love for you to prove that to me. Well, actually, yeah, just read me the results of how it could have been worse, because I really don't plan on watching anything with the Big Show's name on it. I would
so
take Bling Buchanan over, the Big Show any day.
So next is Alberto Del Rio versus CM Punk,
which, from all reports, was a really good match. You know, half hour, you know, somewhere around a half hour. You know, went all out, and obviously, I'm a huge fan of CM Punk, so yeah, I was really happy to see that he went over.
How about the Fink being brought in as CM Punk's personal ring announcer?
Yeah, that's odd. No.
Maybe he's in town. They're just like, yeah, fuck it.
Oh, shit. Good looking, Juan. I really meant to start the show with this, but with the show jumping from all sorts of days of the week, I just lost track of it and forgot it all together. But, yeah, definitely rest in peace, Bison Smith. You know, he died. He died in Puerto Rico. He's been in Ring of Honor, he's worked all over the place. Big fucking dude. He was only like 38 years old or something like that. Died of heart failure, and that's really all I know about his death. But yeah, he's a talented dude, and hate to see guys go that early. So yeah, definitely. Thanks for reminding me, Juan.
He never really got his due. I mean, he was like one of those journeymen in the business.
Yeah. But, so anyway, what else happened?
Well, Punk goes over for the belt.
Yeah,
so
good shit.
Place goes nuts. Next match is Rock and Cena versus Miz and R-Truth.
Which, I had heard that Punk winning the belt got a bigger pop than anything that the juiced out, coked out fucking superstar got on the whole fucking pay-per-view, so. I kind of wonder, with The Rock's popularity, is there that many cokeheads in the United States? Because you know how, like, you know, Rob Van Dam, you know, even though he's talented and everything like that, he gets really over with all the potheads because, you know, he's a pothead and that's, like, his gimmick. Well, with The Rock having coke and being coke-driven and licking his lips for fucking 35 minutes every show, and, you know, his eyes almost leaving his skull, you think that the cokeheads are all in support of The Rock the same way that the weed heads are in support of the Rob Van Dam thing? Do you think that has anything to do with it? Because I'm trying to form opinions here on this whole The Rock following. I've had enough.
And who the hell knows? No, sorry about that. I don't know why. All of a sudden, somebody's trying to call this number. And, it was fucking giddy. Beep, beep, beep. I don't know if you heard it over the air, but.
Nah, I just heard, like, a pause. Anyway, but I don't know. That's my theory right now. Like I said, I think the people who are hugely supporting, you know, The Rock right now are just trying to relive the Attitude Era because it's one of the guys that they haven't seen in a while. And he comes out there, he talks in a fucking circle. He really doesn't have anything to offer. You know, works that, like, hot tag match. That's all, like, any one of his matches is going to look like a hot tag. And then that's going to be the end of it. And, you know, and he works about as often as fucking Sin Cara does, you know.
What do you expect from him, though?
He'll be back in about 6 to 9 months, so, hey, guys, don't worry about it.
Well, he'll tell the fans before then. You forget the key part. He'll tell the fans before then that he's there for life.
Yeah. Yep.
Remember that? He's like, oh, The Rock is not going anywhere. I don't see him for 6 months.
And then instead of going in the back and fucking Vince calling him on his shit, he gets one of these.
Keep it up. I'm a nigga.
You know? That's all he gets. Same shit. Every day. Fucking on to the next week. What are we going to do? You know? Just they all love it. So, yeah. Now you get, you know, this match pretty much was just created to build the WrestleMania match between the two of them and have the top heel tag team and the guys who were, you know, running roughshod on the WWE and coming in and taking over and this type of stuff, and having them pretty much look like shit. And Cena actually looked like the heel, where he's still supposed to be a face somehow. And then The Rock's going to leave for Sin Cara amount of time. And then, well, we'll talk about the tag team in a minute. But it just, it's really counterproductive. And Juan's saying, yeah, Juan is, he's saying that Rock is in a new G.I. Joe movie. Yeah, someone died on the set. Isn't that cool? Awesome. So, yeah, man. That's the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That's
by the way, what's going on with these promos? Like, I've been hearing about, I didn't get the chance to see it. Like, I watched Raw and I missed it. What are they keep saying that there's a promo, they've been doing promos that it's hinting that Jericho's coming back?
Again, didn't watch the pay-per-view.
No,
I heard
Raw,
something about
on Raw Monday.
Oh, yeah, my DVR goes faster than promos, so if they cut, like, a little two-second screenshot of something, I probably missed it with my DVR. I go lightning fast through that show. It's like a commercial break when I watch it. I don't know. So, I do my best. Try to stay with it, and they really lose me. But, Raw.
Raw was interesting.
Wow, they must be running two different shows. Well,
yeah, it was not interesting. It was terrible. Okay, so basically, Punk comes out, start of the show, fucking starts talking about, you know, reminiscing about the old days, and
yeah,
and just fucking starts saying that, and fucking says he's, you know, he's the champ, and he's not going to lose the belt, and
I like Punk as champ, man. I think they could do a lot of things with them. They got to get him out of the same fucking circle with Del Rio and that type of shit. I think they need to add some more people to the world title picture, you know, and you don't have to make them permanent members of it, but, you know, just throw a guy up top here and there, and it, you know, they did put him in against Ziggler. I thought that was a good match on Raw. And, you know, there's some talented guys out there, and they're just not pushed to the extent to be in there with the guys they should be. So, you know, I think Daniel Bryan is fucking awesome. I mean, he's going to end up fighting the fucking Mark Henry. And, you know, I like Henry too, but, wow, that's completely different people. And I kind of want to jump ahead to that, but I don't. So, yeah, because I really don't have a full review of SmackDown or anything like that, but they pretty much worked the I'll come right back to Raw. But they pretty much worked the whole thing.
We'll go over SmackDown. I'll have the results in a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
So Laurinaitis comes out, fucking... Well, Punk started saying how he wants Laurinaitis to be the former GM. Like, he wants Laurinaitis to step down. Laurinaitis says it's not
right,
going to happen.
That's something that every world champion has done. Every world champion has come in and be like, okay, now what am I going to do with the management? It's like, you're not the president, you're the champion, you fucking idiot. Like, you know, again, I'm a huge fan of CM Punk, and I like him on the mic and stuff like that, but shit like that just sounds stupid as fuck. Like, when you're like, okay, now I'm overthrowing the government, you know? I won the Super Bowl. We're going to change the fucking, we're going to change the president next week. I got a few friends. I got a feeling I'm going to move some of those guys in. You know, I don't like the way the country's being run. And then I'm going to Disney World when I'm done changing the fucking government. Okay.
On their private plane.
Right. Yeah, I'm taking Air Force One over to Disney World after I change the government. So.
So after that, Laurinaitis pretty much says that, well, since you're talking shit on me, you're going to have to wrestle Del Rio next week for the belt. And then he said that he would be wrestling Dolph Ziggler this week. And Punk said that the people didn't want to see that. And they fucking start chanting, "We want Ryder."
Fuck.
And Punk said that they really wanted to see Ziggler versus Ryder. And Laurinaitis goes, "No, Ryder's going to be wrestling Del Rio." Punk, the whole thing left. And the next match was Del Rio defeating Zack Ryder.
Here's what I think about Zack Ryder.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
That's pretty much all I got. I mean, it's like, seriously, I cannot stomach this fucking dude. I can't stomach this dude. Can't do it. He's not that great of a worker. He's probably one of the corniest fucking human beings. Like, if you were out in public and seen someone acting like that and you don't want him to die immediately, then I don't know what you are as a fucking man. I don't understand it. I just don't think that fucking you deserve to be on this fucking planet.
Fucking Jersey Shore bullshit.
You know, I live at the Jersey Shore. We don't do that bullshit. Nobody around here does that shit. So that might be on the show that all the fucking Long Islanders that fucking came down here for a whole shitload of money, you know, they might be doing that, but we don't do that shit. Okay? And I'm not like your standard fucking issue Jersey Shore native or whatever, but I've been here a long fucking time. Seaside Heights is fucking 20 minutes from my house if I don't get all these fucking douchebag New Yorkers, you know, in the fucking way. And I haven't gone there in fucking 3 years. So that's how bad I hate that fucking area with these douches that come from up north that act stupid. You know? Fuck.
So
you were saying?
But yeah, after that, Sheamus defeated Jack Swagger.
Yeah, he did.
And Kevin Nash came out after the show.
Oh, Kevin Nash. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why? Why do we keep doing this? I mean, just because he got a new prescription for HGH doesn't mean it, you know. It's not scathing. It's not surprising. It's true.
Looks like we're not having Kevin Nash on anytime soon.
Oh, you have a completely different guest list than I do, apparently. Because you keep crossing off these guys that I can't find on my list. It's okay. You know? You'll give a voicemail later tonight, and it'll just sound like this.
I'm your friend!
So, you'd be like, at least there's that. Huh?
I said he would call you and say that.
Nah, not likely.
You'll hang up.
Right. Yeah, hang up on
my voicemail.
Oh,
off of that, he was fucking talking. And like I said, Kevin Nash came out and fucking wasted time. So Cody Rhodes came out and wrestled Santino and beat him.
And why did they squash that whole gimmick? Why did they squash that gimmick? I don't really get that.
I don't know. But fucking
take the mask off.
Him and Booker T are doing something.
Man.
I don't know if you've seen that, but he fucking threw water at
Beth. Yeah, he threw water in his face.
Which means they're setting up for a Booker T Cody Rhodes match. That's fucking
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
There you go.
A match I want to see. It's fucking awesome. I'll pay $50 for that shit just to see that match. Not even anything else. Hope that's the opener. I'll turn the TV off.
Juan's losing his fucking mind again. Now he's just making random fucking references. Always does.
So CM Punk beat Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, and what I thought was a good match.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was a good match, and you know, I mean, that's the type of shit that I'm talking about. And you know, they don't necessarily have to have a 6-month build to be possibly world champion. But if you put on world title matches, it actually goes athletically, and you know, it comes off well. Then, you know, I mean, you really can't say the match was horrible, this and that. Oh, great, they brought out, you know, 50-something-year-old Kevin Nash, and he fucking limped to the ring, and then they did that. And then, yeah, it, obviously, it's easy to call a match terrible, but I don't know. I would just rather they did that. just kind of three match stuff, young guys, quick moving matches, and you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Wade Barrett wrestled Kofi Kingston. Barrett beat him. Orton distracted him.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with that whole thing now. I don't know what they're going to do with Kofi. I don't know what they're going to do with Truth. And I guess we'll move on from there. But
the show ended with a fucking promo. How about that?
Yeah, and this is the goofiest shit ever because they had this whole thing with Cena, and then Cena was like when Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, you know, are getting at it with fucking Elmer Fudd, and then Bugs just outsmarts them and gets them to fight each other when he really came to fuck up Bugs, you know, that whole thing. What do I think of the WWE calling Sheamus the Great White Hope? It's just fucking corny. I don't know, man. I don't know. Overall, it's just corny. They come up with a bunch of gay gimmicks. It's just, I mean, there's stuff like that that was mentioned in fucking White Men Can't Jump, and now all of a sudden it's like a cool catchphrase, and a bunch of fucking people are supposed to run around saying it to each other. I don't know. I don't know how much of that I'm supposed to really honor when I'm 33 years old. So, but yeah. I mean, you know, he just played that whole swear thing. Oh, he said something about you. He said something about you. Like when you fucking push the one guy and you fucking tap the other guy and it's like, it was him. And then you step back and watch him punch him in the face or something. It's more or less what he did. Yeah, he did the rabbit season, duck season thing on him. And then Cena walks away like, oh, got you guys. And now I guess he's a face again. And then the two of them fight. And he fucking squashes him, hits him with that fucking lazy finish, that fucking... Now, when I make this comparison, don't think that I'm putting Jeff Jarrett over, but it's Jeff Jarrett's finisher on a Quaalude. It just looks like shit. Fuck, Skull Crusher, da-da-da-da, fuck you.
Skull Crusher finale? It's the stroke, that move called the stroke.
Yeah, honestly, that was gay and had a whole shitload more fucking emphasis on it. And we're talking Jeff Jarrett.
Can work?
What?
Is Juan saying that Jeff Jarrett can work?
I don't know what Juan says. I don't speak his language.
He can work. And then he goes, LMAO.
Oh. So anyway, he does that whole thing and looks all angry and stuff like that. Well, you know, to backtrack a little bit to the whole thing I was saying before, what they're going to do with him, what they're going to do with him. Apparently, it was Truth and Evan Bourne that were smoking the fake weed. Evan Bourne got caught. Well, they both got caught. And they got hit with the wellness policy, da-da-da-da. Evan Bourne immediately suspended. Apparently, they withheld the suspension until after the pay-per-view and the Raw in order to write Truth off of TV, which to me is really unprofessional. If you're really serious about your wellness policy, you're going to be like, well, listen, it wouldn't be a good storyline if we just told you to go home because we don't believe in drugs. However, after the next two shows, buddy, you won't be seeing yourself on TV anymore. I don't know how to fucking think about that. And, you know, I also would love to know, like, I wish I could talk to somebody who actually worked for the company or knew, like, the strict policy. Is there a difference in the policy on real weed and fake weed? Because if you get a fucking suspension for fake weed, why aren't you smoking real weed? I don't really understand that. I could see doing it to, you know, well, you know, don't want to fail a drug test, just want to, you know, do the right thing, keep with the company, you know, do what I got to do, but I ain't doing the real shit and then all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, that fake weed got me fucking suspended. And now, you know, supposed to be Big Crusher tag team, whatever. Ah, oh, they got buried in the pay-per-view, but that was also, you know, after the fact of, you know, these guys fucking getting caught smoking fucking whatever the fuck they were smoking. So, I just don't understand. I mean, what do you think about that? Like, what do you think they're gonna do next with Evan Bourne, Air Boom? They still hold the tag titles, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think they have defended the belts yet, have they?
No, they've interjected.
They're waiting for it. I'm telling you right now, as soon as he comes back, they're losing the belts. But the only thing is, who the fuck are they gonna lose them to? There's really nobody else in the tag division.
Well,
they killed the tag division.
Couldn't be Miz and Truth. And the thing that I don't understand about that, because normal WWE fashion, the first thing that they would do is they would just make a tag title tournament and say, you know, Evan Bourne just fucking raped a kid or something. They'd throw him clear under the bus, and then they'd fucking hold the tournament, put the titles up, and, you know, next thing you know, you definitely see fucking somebody else in that limelight.
But who
honestly,
is the fucking... But there's no other tag teams out there.
They take fucking Zack Ryder, team with fucking Mason Ryan, and pretend like anybody in the fucking world cares. They seriously would. It wouldn't make a difference if it had any build. It wouldn't make a difference if people cared about them. It would just be like, well, we're doing this now. And it's just a match that, I mean, they've had the fucking tag team titles defended on dark matches. They've had the tag team titles just...
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, they are not fans of the tag team division. I mean, you look at the legendary tag teams out there and, you know, see how many of them actually made it to the Hall of Fame. And you could probably make a quick math of, you know, what's actually the tag team division is worth to them. But either way, that means nothing to me. I'm not in the tag team division, for Christ's sakes. But I don't know. I don't know what you do with any of those guys.
Juan says Air Miz.
Air Miz? Well, Bourne is one of those guys I don't know what the fuck they're doing with, so that...
Maze riding? Like, what the fuck? Maze and riding?
Well, I mean, you could put Miz with fucking Kofi Kingston because those two didn't get caught smoking weed yet. Or fake weed or whatever the case is, and I just don't understand. I really don't understand. I mean, you got fucking Mason Ryan. Hey, fuck Mason Ryan. You got The Rock so gacked up on fucking coke that he's just gonna scream something about candy and fruit and assholes and fucking, oh Jesus Christ, and boots and fucking, oh my, I just, and the people, and how, like, he's so coked up, he doesn't realize he disappears for 6 months, and he's just like, I'm here every week, what do you mean, I'm fucking here every week, remember last week, I was here, it was fucking awesome, because people are like,
he sounds like Devin, it sounds like something Devin would say.
No, leave Devin alone, he's not The Rock, this fucking guy's eyes have left his head. Juan is such a huge fan. Anyway, it takes him 3 fucking attempts to type that shit, but he's such a huge fan. So anyway, that's the whole thing. I really don't know what they're gonna do with these fucking guys. I
have SmackDown results. If you wanna go with SmackDown results.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll go with SmackDown results. Okay.
Yeah.
But you have no idea. You didn't watch it.
A little bit. Because it's on now.
Okay, so Mark Henry came out. And they fucking, you know, after getting, you know, losing the Big Show but by DQ, big, you know, Mark Henry's all fucking hurt. Daniel Bryan comes out, runs out, cashes in the Money in the Bank and pins Mark Henry. The place goes nuts. However, Teddy Long comes out and said that Mark Henry could not compete, so the title does not change hand.
Yeah. Right. They went from the start saying that he was cashing it in. They said like a year ago that he was cashing it in at WrestleMania. And then now all of a sudden they're pulling the trigger on this shit for what? I have no fucking clue. They had no need to, like, involve him in the pay-per-view. They had no, like, attempt to really do shit with him. And people were chanting him during the match. Like, I don't even understand. And, oh, fuck. I don't know, man. I don't know. They just, it's one of those bookings that I'm just really not sure what the fuck they're up to. It's like, are they really going to put Daniel Bryan over Mark Henry?
I don't know.
What are they, the Big Show is going to come out and push him with his fist, and then and fucking Bryan is going to get the pin? I don't know.
All right, so Long gave Bryan the briefcase back and told him he's in the main event with Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, and Randy Orton, a four-way match to determine the number one contender for SmackDown.
Right.
Next week. Or for a title shot next week.
Right. Title shot next week because his ankle's clearly broken this week. I don't understand. And now they got like a live Tuesday fucking SmackDown thing that I won't watch. And, yeah. Yep. That's what's up.
Okay, so the opening match was Hunico versus Justin Gabriel. He defeated him.
Yeah. Hunico versus Justin Gabriel. I didn't know Justin Gabriel still worked there. I guess that's pretty cool.
I think
he's very talented.
I think he's talented.
They just haven't put him on TV. I mean, maybe he's a Smack. Is he like a just strictly SmackDown guy?
Yeah. But I think everybody's like a fucking everybody. Everybody goes everywhere. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. You, then what happened?
Beth Phoenix and Natalya defeated AJ and Caitlin.
Yeah, that was, I've seen that, actually. I don't know how to feel about my liking of the whole crying gimmick. I don't know how to feel about that. I think it's hilarious that they make a point to try to make the other woman cry after the match. I don't know. Don't know, man.
And there was another Kane video.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's looking forward to that.
Looks like he's coming back as a bad guy.
Oh, and also, I don't know what the fuck Alicia Fox was wearing, but she looked like a homeless man.
You mean a homeless woman?
No, I was right the first time. Go ahead.
And by the way, during that match, they were saying, "We want Ryder."
Oh, that's great. I love that chant. I'm going to make a ringtone out of that, and I'm going to fucking smash my phone into 8,000 pieces. So the first person to call me is going to win the lottery of my phone, just not living ever again.
You'll fucking film that shit, too.
No, wouldn't even put in the fucking effort. Then I'd smash the fucking camera I filmed it with, so I'm not going to, you know.
Sheamus and Zack Ryder defeated Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger.
What happened?
Sheamus and Zack Ryder defeated Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Eddie Biasi defeated Heath Slater.
Yeah, Mitch is telling me about Bison Smith. Now, I mentioned Bison Smith before, and I don't think he worked CCW. He definitely worked Ring of Honor and that type
CCW.
Of stuff. And we had mentioned him before about that. Yeah, it's sad, dude. He was only 38 years old, man. So, what was the next match?
Ted DiBiase versus Heath Slater.
Heath Slater's another guy that I didn't know worked there anymore, and I was glad. Like, I thought the last thing that happened is he tried to rape, an overweight woman of color, and I thought that lost him his job or something. No? Unfortunately not.
Daniel Bryan defeated Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, and Wade Barrett. Get a
which
title shot next
gets
week.
Which means he gets that title shot. So excited.
Without cashing your money in the bank.
Now, that's the other thing that I was worried. So he still has the money in the bank? he gets this title shot and he still has the briefcase.
Yep.
Like, win or lose that match, his briefcase is still intact.
Uh-huh.
We'll see about that. I'm not really sure because, like, it almost seemed like they were working this as, like, you get the opportunity to cash in your briefcase if you such and such.
No? No. Regardless of the win, he'll still have the briefcase.
Oh, well, then he's losing.
And then he'll win.
Eh, I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Five matches, 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's a waste of TV time.
Is that the SmackDown?
Uh-huh. That's it.
All right. We got some other stuff to go into, but I do want to do first, and we're gonna you know, play a clip, and we're going to talk, and we're going to play a clip, and we're going to talk, and we got three of them. Have you seen the Ultimate Warriors reality show hype?
No.
Oh, then you're in for a treat. Well, first video I had heard, and this is him talking about it, and then there's two... you know, hype clips on it, and we'll go one by one. We're not playing Teddy Hart again this week, Juan. Okay, this is newer. we're going to go with this. Settle down. I'll shoot you the link for the whole Teddy Hart interview, and then you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Just, okay, settle down. Check this out.
Wake up, sleeping beauties, as you sit on the edge of your bed before you plant your feet on the sacred ground of an earth you've been honored to live upon, where you sit there with your head and shoulders slumped, your chest caved in, sit there like a bag of shit, where you sit there with your chest stuck up, full of fury and intensity to take on any challenge that lies in this day. Today is the day you start building your own wall of bodies. It's another day in the life where you have a choice. When you hear somebody say something, give an opinion, or comment on something you disagree with, have the courage to speak up and say, I disagree. If you don't have the courage to say anything else, say that. If you hear some bullshit that doesn't sit well with your world and the real world you live in, do that much. Do that much. Put the first body in your own wall of bodies. Life is not worth living without passion. My passion is fucking passion.
Yes. So that would be the first, That would be the first installment that we have, and my passion is fucking passion. I mean, this guy is now pretty much a motivational speaker. He is going out as the he's the large former gang member that killed the cop in Scared Straight. That's the role he's playing here, and he's running a reality show. I don't know what channel this is on. I really do need to find this out. I will download it if I can. Probably download it if I can. However, this shit is fucking hilarious. And the dude is off his fucking rocker. He's juiced out of his head. He has no fucking hair anymore. Well, gray stubble or whatever he's got going. And he's just fucking running around screaming at teenagers. It's fucking great. He's just screaming at teenagers. Oh, my God. No, he doesn't have the face paint. I don't even know if it would be better. I don't even know if it would be better if he had face paint. I don't know if you could improve on this. I mean, maybe if he had the hair still and the face paint, and he was, like, full gimmick, really screaming, I have fucking passion at teenagers, then just maybe. But as for now, this is the best we're going to get. Are you digging this, Eric?
It's fucking hilarious.
Right? right. Well, here's our next installment. Huh?
Where the hell is this going to be played?
I don't know. That's what I said. I don't know. I'll find it. I fucking promise you. And well, here's the teaser for episode one.
He's still a workout.
Warrior, how you doing?
Hey, Danny.
Danny, nice to meet
hey.
You.
Hello, mate, Ben.
Ben, nice to meet you. Girls, you gotta find something else to do. I just need the guys. Come on, let's go. What is that, whiskey or wine?
Wine.
Show me that you can drink half the bottle.
I'm not gonna chug the whole thing. It's gonna last.
For what, through the workout? You gonna run in those fucking cowboy boots, John Wayne? You drank a bottle of fucking wine. That's fucking disrespectful to me, you motherfucker. Heavy fucking metal! Here's some fucking heavy metal for you! Take another fucking chain! Put this around your neck. I like your fucking ideas about creating your own freedom. I'll support you all the way on that. But you know what you're doing in your life? You fucking indulge in the things you do? You're putting fucking chains around your neck. You're weighting yourself down. One shot, that's all you get. You will never get that fucking second back. Maybe you are the chosen one, Danny! You wanna be a fucking monster? Be it body, mind, and soul. I saw that fucking belly rip that fucking gut into an eight pack. Looked like a fucking god up there. When I was in high school, I was just a punk kid, man. I stumbled into the weight room one day. Fucking changed my life forever. You have it in you, man. Come on. Come on, man. You can do it. Good job. I want you to be the best in the fucking world. I want you to prove all those fucking idiot haters wrong. If you really want to, then you're going to have to pay a price.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, okay. So, in case any of you have missed where we're going here with this motivational speaking and us teaching of the youth, he walks up on a kid, full fucking bottle of wine in his hand, and he pretty much tells him, "You like wine? Drink that shit. The whole fucking, drink half of that right now." Like, okay, so first we're going to teach the kid how to have alcohol poisoning. Lesson one is alcohol poisoning. Why can I say... Jesus Christ. Why can I not say the word alcohol? I drink enough of it, for Christ's sakes. Alcohol poisoning, lesson one. There we go. And then he starts talking shit about the kid's boots. Wearing fucking cowboy boots with your fucking John Wayne. You know, like... Ah, man. This fucking guy, he's a drill sergeant that, you know, has been accused of being a male stripper. And now he's screaming at fucking teenagers. This is all just fantastic. Oh, male prostitute on top of that. Again, I mean, this is fucking TV. I mean, this is why I have a DVR. This is why, you know, this is you play to win the game, you know? this is winning. I think this is what Charlie fucking Sheen was talking about. Yeah, Charles Sheen. Charlie Sheen was talking about this. This is winning. I'm pretty sure. What do you got? Cowboy boots? Hey, what do you, you know?
Give a nigga rope, want to be a cowboy, guys.
You know? Just unbelievable. Unfucking believable. So, I think Eric's away for a second or so. But either way, I'm going to play the second, the teaser for the second episode that I got. And, again, just epic. It doesn't get any better than this. I need this fucking whole season DVD fucking... You back, Eric?
Yep.
Cool. Just in time. I'm going to play the second episode teaser.
It's 5:30 in the morning here on October 28th. I'm in a parking lot of a Motel 6. I need the room number of IC Stars. Wake up, sleeping fucking beauty! Look, here's the deal. You go with me for about an hour and a half, you may learn something that will change your life. Oh my God, it's gonna be this hard? Fucking ultimate reality. Shit just hit the fan. Game begins now. I want you to be fucking powerful in your life. People buy a car and they spend more money taking care of their fucking car than they spend taking care of their body. Nothing matters.
more than the fucking choices you make in your life.
All right, get lined up, everybody else. Get the fuck out of my way. We're going to run fucking sprints. Can't run anymore, crawl.
Can't.
Fuck that, you can't. Don't worry, fucker, we got cell phones. We'll call 911. I'll drop a fucking weight on your chest. That'll start things back up. 52 fucking years I've been on this fucking planet. You know what they're going to tell you when you want to go to the fucking big stadium? 100,000 people. I fucking can't. I see stars. Does not take that shit. Show me you have what it takes to make them hear what you want to bring to the world.
Fuck my life.
Yeah, did you hear the last words that kid said? Fuck my life. You know, the ultimate emo statement came out of the teachings of the Ultimate Warrior. When Ultimate Warrior tries to steer you straight, you turn into an emo douchebag kid, and you say things like, fuck my life. And he's fucking putting chains on their fucking shoulders and making them run. They're like, I'm going to pass out. And he's like, good, I'll drop a fucking weight on your chest. That'll wake you up. Fucking, not only that, as far as the beginning of the video, I think that statement is something he said fucking 10 million times in his fucking life and career. It's 5 a.m. and I'm in the parking lot of the Motel 6. I think that,
yo,
that
I want to know where the hell this is played, because this is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I can't wait to see the full episodes. These are only teasers, but dude, I am fucking gung-ho to see this shit go down fucking the whole show, man. And again, I really think that, like, he should have T-shirts that says, The Ultimate Warrior, I'm in the parking lot of a Motel 6 and it's 5 fucking a.m., you know? Something like that, because I think that would really, speak volumes for what he fucking
would
is.
Would you buy
a
one?
Human being. No, but I would laugh at everyone that wears them. You know? I'd fucking take pictures of them and post it on my fucking Facebook. I don't, look at this guy. He's got one of those 5 a.m. in the fucking Motel 6. I'm not handing that guy any more money to put into his fucking syringe. Not happening. Not fucking happening. He's going to be screaming at these kids to shoot the steroids in his ass at fucking 50-something years old. You shoot the steroids in my ass! Hulk Hogan, sonny, you can do it, punk! Fucking Jesus Christ.
He's like screaming.
Oh, he's just such an inspirational guy. I'm sure all those kids are going to turn out just fine.
They're going to turn great.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Yeah. Don't you worry.
No, I never do. Never do. What else do we got?
We have a lot of shit to talk about.
Right? I think. Evolve and Dragon Gate have apparently merged. Now, I think, because I talked about this with Eric previously tonight, before I really knew some of the facts of it, and I don't think it is as severe as originally been put out. They have unified. And then that's how they're putting it out. Both companies are going to continue to exist. However, even though they've always had the same rosters and stuff like that, they really never like acknowledged each other. They just ran like kind of like parallel and never really intertwined, even though Gabe owns Evolve and pretty much runs Dragon Gate. Doesn't fully own Dragon Gate, but, you know, he has most of the hand in Dragon Gate. So, they're more or less deciding that they're going to intertwine each company. So, now the wins that happen on Dragon, like, the storylines are going to run together. You're not going to have, you know, the champion jobbing out. Now, I'm sure they kept a good eye on that anyway, because a lot of, like, fellow promoters will do that. Like, they won't put their champion down to someone low on the card of the other show if they're working interpromotional. So I'm sure they were doing all that. It, honestly, I don't even see that big of a change, only they're going to do more of a, like I said, an intertwining of the companies. and then they'll have Dragon Gate title defenses on Evolve shows, and they'll have apparently they're going to work on getting an Evolve title, which is it always strikes me as fucking strange as shit when a company goes like years, especially Chikara, and then they're like, hey, you know what? I think we're going to get one of them titles. You know? Did you ever think about having a title? That'd be cool. It'd be kind of cool to have a title. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Okay, let's go do it. Like, it's fucking insane to me. It's one thing. And, to go out there and do some shit and, just not have a title and just say, hey, we're doing something without that. Mish logged out. Thanks for coming by. But it's another thing to, fucking just decide, however many years in or however many months in, like, hey, you know what, we might try on a title thing soon. So, I don't know. The companies, both of them are really talented at fucking rosters. It's pretty much the same roster. And I don't see it as anything negative,
Yeah, I was confused at first, but, I read about it, and it's kind of making sense now.
Yeah, now to be quite honest, I think it's mostly a publicity thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, look at us, we're merging, you're more or less owned by the same dude to begin with, settle down, or not.
Right.
We're not worried about that. So, there's that type of shit. What else is going on? What else?
There was a, hold on, if I can get to it.
Yeah, there was.
The WSU had a pay-per-view.
Didn't they?
Yeah, an internet pay-per-view on the 19th. And, it was called Breaking Barriers. And, they ran a bunch of good matches. They ran a quick result here. They ran the Boston Shore of Amber and Lexus, defeated the International Home Wrecking Crew of Rain and Jetta to retain the WSU Tag Team Champions. Jennifer Cruz defeated Nia in a Loser Leaves WSU match. April Hunter defeated Jennifer Cruz. After the match, April Hunter came and said, while she's a WSU Hall of Famer, right, she pretty much said that she's not done yet, and she wants to win the WSU Championship. And then they had Nikki Six, Violet, Gabby Gilbert, and Jesse Brooks in a four, or Nikki Six defeated all these people in a four-way to retain the NYWC Starlet Championship. The Soul Sisters of Jana and Latasha defeated the Belly Saints of Marty Bella and Tina San Antonio. The returning Becky Bayless defeated Rick Cataldo. Serena Deeb came out and addressed the crowd and talked about her recent health issues. This was an interview that was needed to see for yourself. There was emotions and pretty much there's an understanding that Serena might not be able to wrestle again. Molina defeated Alexis. And after the match, they all got jumped. She got jumped.
Okay.
And they had a fucking main event of a War Games match. The Midwest Militia of Jessica Havoc, Sassy Stephanie, Allison Kay defeated Team WSU, Mercedes Martinez, Alisa, Brittany Savage. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. The reason why I'm reading this result is because they're not bringing in the best talent. The Mick keeps talking about, WSU, good wrestling. Where's Sarah Del Rey at? They're not bringing it. This looks like a crappy show.
Is Jim on the card?
No, that another one.
There you go.
Not booked on the show.
Well, let me mention a card that's actually going on tonight. And that is AIW putting on Hell on Earth. And that's going on in Ohio tonight. you have, oh man, some really exciting stuff. I mean, you got Gregory Iron taking on Josh Prohibition, a name I haven't heard in a while, and Gregory Iron is making a huge impact. You know, the guy's got cerebral palsy, and, you know, he's tearing shit up. I mean, he was featured on a show, you know, where CM Punk came out and put him over, you know, in the time where CM Punk was doing the I'm quitting WWE gimmick, and he actually showed up at the show and put him over, and Gregory Iron's really trying hard to get into the Royal Rumble right now. And so is Big Vito, but, you know, I'm going to go with Gregory Iron on that one because, you know, it's a guy who fucking legitimately deserves it and, you know, it isn't just a mark for himself, but, you know, when it comes down to it. It's not even like I'm going out of my way to just bash a dude, but when someone talks in the third person all year round and that they're just the best thing walking the fucking earth, you don't need me to push you, dude. You're pushing yourself. So that's cool, man. But, you know, a kid with a disability that's just busting his ass out there, has a great fucking attitude, great sense of humor, great work ethic, everything else. You know, fuck, man. It wouldn't hurt to have him, one of those no-name guys that go out of the fucking Royal Rumble, to just make his fucking day. You know, why not? Make his fucking career, put him in there. He gets bounced out of the ring. I'm not saying make him win the fucking Royal Rumble and have him go for a title shot. I mean, shit. We'll give him a shot. Why not? He was working with one fucking hand, and he's fucking loving life. So anyway, you also have the rematch. Uha Nation taking on AR Fox. You got the Irish Airborne defending their AIW titles against Aero Forum. You got winner gets a shot at the absolute title. Johnny Gargano versus Marion Fontaine versus Tim Donst versus Ricky Shane Page. You have Mickey Knuckles defending her women's title against Mia Yim.
With Gail Kim as the special guest referee.
Is that right?
Yep.
Huh. I'm not seeing that part. But you have Bobby Beverly defending his intense title against Sugar Dunkerton. Got Masada taking on Madman Pondo in a Hell on Earth match. Shima Zion taking on, defending his absolute title against BJ Whitmer. And you got Haley Hatred taking on Gail Kim for the TLW Women's Championship.
Okay, and then they must have changed the card.
Hybrid Fighting Championship and JWP Open Class Championship on the line. There's like three women's belts Haley Hatred's putting up against Gail Kim.
Okay.
Yeah. Best oh, yeah.
Guys, speaking the next Sabu.
Huh?
I said they also have Eric Ryan versus Facade. And the Olsen Twins versus the Latin Crime Syndicate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, big shit that they're doing there. I think, you know, some pretty impressive card right there. So anybody out in Ohio, I'm sure you guys are enjoying some good shit tonight, you know, with that. I'm going to get into some CZW shit. I think I'm just going to put the number out there. If anyone does want to call in, the number is 347-215-8300. And we will take calls at this time. We'll take calls, you know, it's whatever. I know my dude was talking about calling in, so I'd love to have him on the show. Dude Stan, and if you'd like to call
up,
in, he's
GDP?
More than... Hey, what's up? Bang. But, you know, he's very welcome to do so. I don't know. What is Nina talking about? I just see Japan, maybe. He isn't in Elmo's world.
We were talking about Mia Yim. Maybe she thought maybe Mia Yim was in Japan.
Oh.
For the WSU show.
Yeah, Sammy's in.
But that Sammy's okay. Out there, maybe after the AIW show.
Oh. Is he? Cool.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. But anyway, like I say, you know, a lot of different things to go over. Definitely going to play the Drake promo tonight against Little Mondo. That was very entertaining to me. And should be to anybody else. Yeah, Little Rory Mondo. But that's what the deal is. Hold on just a minute. Let me see if I could... just talk for a minute if you can.
Juan, of course, Juan loves Mia Yim. And Mickey Knuckles has gotten herself looking pretty good as of late. That's about it.
They're going to tear shit up in that match. I mean, you got two really hard-working females in the ring, and Mia Yim is the truth, and she's just going to continue to work hard and do her thing.
No, our truth is the truth. Get it right. Come on.
Well, we'll see how long that
lasts. Yeah, we know DDP. We know that you're not the real DDP. You are DDP, but, yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I do have a caller. I do believe I know who this is. Hey!
What's up, Jay? Stan,
welcome to the show.
All right, first off, wanted to call and say, can't get on the chat, don't know what's going on with that, but I do have to work on that for next week.
Yes, you do. I have no idea.
I don't know if it's the pop-up block or what's going on, but I do want to say good show. Both of you guys do a great show. I did want to chat in, now I got to call in, on the whole Jericho thing you were talking about before, about him coming back.
I do
believe he's coming back. I think one of the things he's going to do, and you know I'm a huge Jericho mark. One of the things he's going to do is he's going to start a feud with CM Punk for basically stealing his whole King of the World thing.
Very possible, very possible. They've kind of worked like an online feud here and there where they made little like Twitter comments back and forth at each other. And yeah, I could see it. I think it would work really well. Two tremendous wrestlers and, you know, usually arrogant personalities. Great mic work. Yeah, dude. Good work all day.
I just see Jericho coming back and doing a lot of that I've done this before type thing, and that being his new gimmick of I've done this, I've done what The Miz did with the suits, I've done with all that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It could be good, man. I'd like to see Jericho back. He's always been a great, great talent. But we'll see how long he actually wants to stick around. I know he's been doing a lot of other things. I've been working for him, you know, with the, you know, Fozzy and all sorts of other stuff. He's not, you know, a big fan of, like, a huge schedule that's been pretty public as far as his side. But, yeah, man, I'm down to, you know, take whatever he's given us, his fans.
Absolutely.
So, what else you got, Stan?
That's about it. I just wanted to call in on the Jericho thing. Good show, man. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. No problem, Stan. That's my boy, Stan, man. He keeps it short and sweet. Hopefully we'll get some more of Stan in the future, for Christ's sakes. Look at him. On and off. Well, good stuff out of that guy. So, yeah, man. So what do you think about that, Eric? Jericho.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm not too sure what he's going to have left in the tank, though. I mean, he's been, around 20 years? No, not 20 years. He's been around close to 15 years in the business, maybe longer.
Yeah.
I want to see what he has left in the tank.
Oh, definitely. Juan's begging me to get Mia Yim on the show, and I got to tell you, Juan, I can tell you that I am going to try, but the only stipulation is going to be that I'm going to have to ban you from the chat room that night because, you know, God forbid she's got her eyes on that. She's just going to think this is just like the wrong alley. She just slipped into like a, you know, It's one of these like sleaze bag things where people are looking at pictures of her and they got their pants off. And she's, you know, this is a respectable show. We're, you know, this is a respectable show. We can't have that type of stuff going on around here, putting our name to shame. So Juan, listen, I'll try. You know, you try to curb your shit. You know, curb your shit. I'll let you know in ahead of time, and then you try to, you know.
I won't talk dirty that day. That's great.
You try to do some quality time with the wife that night, so that way, like, you're toned down. You're all eased up. No pressure. I mean, you ain't got none of that pressure built up. And then you just sit back. You know, okay? Yeah, I'm sure you met her. You meant her at a show. Yeah, you meant her to. I don't know, man. I don't know what you meant. Fucked up. Fucked up, Juan. So,
You're fucking man.
Anyway, CZ motherfucking W. They got this show coming up. I don't know if you've heard of it. Cage of Death.
Huh?
They just started doing it, yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's kind of an up-and-coming thing. They're trying out, like, a new thing here. And, you know, they've done it for 12 years. And,
Oh, wow. Never heard of it. Tell me more about
right?
it. I would like to know about this.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I know that much. But, I mean, I could say that...
How the fuck do you not know that much if you're talking about it?
Well, I just heard recently. I'm like, yo, these guys had actually done like 12 of
these. I think the Mass Maniac, I just heard that the Mass Maniac's running that show. He's going to run New Jack versus Kamala in a cage match.
Oh, that's a bad taste. The poor guy has one fucking leg. Anyway.
I fucked up. I fucked up.
Yeah.
I meant New Jack versus the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh. Anyway. So, yeah. Cage of Death. Listen, man. There's some good shit booked. We're next week, you know, for all of you listening, we're going to be doing a tremendous fucking Cage of Death hype show. I'm going to play a lot. I'm not going to say every. I'm going to play a lot of the promos that they have put up on the website over there, and I'm up them and do that whole thing. Here's one thing that I want to comment on this week to make sure that, like, everybody out there knows, and, like, if you have anything to do with booking this company, I do think you're a retard. There is a match. It's a six-man scramble for number one contender of the, wait for it, CZW World Heavyweight Title. I hope you heard all those words. If you didn't, I'm going to mention it again. For the CZW World Heavyweight Title. Okay. Now that you got it, back on track. Here we go. Who do you think the participants could be? Do you think the participants could be built up as main eventers? Do you think they could be built up as heavyweights? Do you think they could be built up as, I don't fucking know, credible? Do you think they could have a win streak behind them? Do you think that... okay, anyway. Six men. Drew Gulak. 13. Ryan McBride. Derek Frazier. Alex Payne. And Dustin Reyes. One of those men will face the CZW World Heavyweight Champion in February. Let me say right now, hate to break fucking anyone's balls or do a big spoiler alert or anything like that, because I have no backstage knowledge. However, the only man in that fucking match that can even make the company not look like shit in February for the World Heavyweight title is Drew Gulak. That's it. Like, they don't even really have build for him to move up to the next level as World Heavyweight title fucking contender or anything like that. But, like, he has the ability to do that type of shit. Of course, I mean, we're throwing the whole heavyweight thing out the window when we have Devin Moore as a champion, so we're not weight classing, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. It's just the biggest title. You know what I mean? is the world champion either way. That doesn't really bother me. Credibility and build and all that type of shit bothers me. And the majority of this shit is mid-card at fucking best, if not fucking show opener. Fucking Dustin Reyes lost a wired title match. I think that was like his last fucking match there. And now he's got a fucking number one contender match for the world title. Like, what kind of fucking sense does that make? Derek Frazier just came back, lost the fucking tag match for the tag titles. Whoa, so, okay, again, first match back, it's a fucking tag title shot, loses that shit. And then what did he do after that? Like, I forget. Fuck, last happened. But he wrestled some more. But I think he had a run-in on last show. I think that was pretty much it. I don't think he worked the full match, did he?
Who?
Derek Frazier.
I don't even know. I thought he was wrestling Drew Blood.
No, that's out. That's out. They cut a promo for that, and I'll play next week. But, yeah, Ryan McBride. Oh, yeah, he's definitely built up as a world title. He just lost to A.R. Fox for the junior title. So now he gets a world title shot. You know,
wow.
You know, I just, it makes no fucking sense. When you put fucking six guys in there that have no business going for a fucking world title shot, then it's clear that you have no build, you have no strategy, you have no psychology in booking in your company. And to put those fucking six guys on the biggest fucking stage ever. And again, like, when I'm seeing these names stack up, you got two, you got three, you got four, you got... I'm just like, yo, fuck it. Put that Uha Nation guy in there. Now, again, not the build-wise that he's been fucking credibly built for a fucking world title shot. He just debuted, for Christ's sakes. But in the same token, that's a big-ass dude. That's a guy that can shake shit up. And you just be like, oh, we put a bunch of young guns in here and decided, you know... Fuck it. Let's see what you can do. World title picture type shit. This might be your only shot. You know, build it like that type of shit. Like, this is like a lottery shit. You know what I mean? Like, you might get your fucking one shot here. This, you know, might be your destiny. You might end up in the world title picture for a long time in the future. But for right now, you're going to get this shot to get a shot at the biggest belt you're ever going to look at in your life. You know what I mean? Really post it up there like that's that shit. And you know, and put some motherfuckers in there that means something. Don't make it, that's a fucking, it really looks like a fucking wired title fucking contender match. And that's not even being disrespectful. Drew Gulak was a fucking wired champion. Fucking Ryan McBride, I think, went for the wired title. Alex Payne definitely went, I think he went for the wired title. And Dustin Reyes definitely went for the wired title. So you got at least like four of those fucking people in a six-man match that contended for a title that they didn't win unless they were fucking Drew Gulak, who had the wired title. So, Jesus fucking Christ, I just don't get it. That match pisses me off. That match really bothers me, because motherfuckers is just not paying attention. Like, you're acting like you don't give a fuck when it comes down to it. On that type
DJ
of shit.
For you. It's a typical DJ. That's how DJ is, though. You know what I mean? You've dealt with this for a long time, and you know that this is the typical bullshit that he pulls. So, hey, you know, what are you going to say?
I'll take another break. Before that, I'm going to say one match that I'm really excited to see is Drake Younger versus Rory Little Mondo. And, you know, we had talked about the whole situation in Japan. Rory had... done some disrespectful things over there in Japan. He went over there and he started putting other guys' names in the dirt, you know, and he really started treating people like shit, you know, and the guys who were around him and supposed to be, you know, locker room mates and stuff like that, and he really just started throwing people in the dirt. And on top of that, refused to do some things over there and just really acted in a way like a spoiled brat, like he really couldn't put out in Japan when all these other guys just really, really fucking died to get there. And when they got there, wasn't a question of what camera was on them, wasn't a question of who they were wrestling, wasn't a question of anything. It was, yes, sir, absolutely, I'd be honored to, da da da, all of that shit. And, so, Drake Younger got really mad about this shit. He posted a bunch of shit on it and on Facebook. The next thing you know, the match is booked. And this is legitimate shit. And it's kind of crazy because, like, halfway through this promo, not even halfway through this, you'll see, like, the progression of Drake Younger, and his voice pretty much turns into the big Balboski throughout the fucking promo. And by the end of the promo, he's full-blown Val Venus, and it's fucking great, but you could tell Drake is pissed, and I'm telling you, man, that you're going to see some stiff shit. You're going to see a dude get taught motherfucking business in the ring. This is going to be like a real-life lesson in front of all the fans, and I really can't wait to see it, but here's this fucking promo. It's pretty long. It's like a little over 7 minutes. So we'll see you after that, and we'll talk about the few other things we have to go over, and we'll go from there. So.
That's fine. You want to have a 3-year career leave the company hanging that made you a star, go direct some shitty B-movies, give up sex and become a monk, so be it. Go ahead, but not before I keep my hands around your neck. Not before I beat some respect out of you. Not before I take your little punk ass in the middle of the ring and cage to death in my town, my building, South Philly, baby. You see, the golden boy never, never follows a blueprint. I've done shit my way this whole time. I don't follow any pattern. I do what no one else tells me. I give a damn anymore. Because you see, I tried being humble. But apparently all that humble gets you is a little respect. First sign of trouble, boys is getting dumped on their motherfucking necks. Because you see, the guys that come into this business over the past couple years, it makes me angry and pissed. It's made me almost a bitter individual. You see, years ago, a CZW original named Ruckus gave me the best piece of advice that I've ever been given in this sport. He said, yo, dude, just show up and work. Just show up and work, dude. The rest of this, it'll work itself out. Just show up and work. It's the best thing anybody has ever told me. And I've done that ever since. And I've been around the world, cash paychecks. And I tell you what, my brick house in the suburbs, all my title belts, all my trophies, all the royalty checks, this personal fitness room that I have in my house, I've earned every bit of that. There's not a motherfucker in this shady, shitty business that can say I haven't earned everything that I got. Little Mondo, it's true. You know, I've had some bad things in my past. But you see, what you did with your behavior in Japan, you woke up a perfectly happy, peaceful man. You woke up a very chilled out golden boy. A golden boy who had been re-humbled. But you see, I'm re-energized. I'm re-motivated. I'm clean. I'm sober. Which means you gotta ask yourself, little Mondo, I put all these poisons and all these toxins in my body for all these years. And somehow, by hook or by crook, I became the greatest world heavyweight champion that this company has ever seen. So what do you think is going to happen now that my motor's running and I'm keeping it clean, firing on all cylinders? It's kind of scary. But you see, little Mondo, at the cage of death, I'm going to make your ass humble in front of the world on iPay-Per-View. Time to step up, homeboy. Time to earn your spot. And there's not a damn thing that you can do about it. The golden boy has spoken.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm excited for that. The dude is on some serious shit. Eric's got to call it a night. He's got to work very soon. He's got to pretty much go to work very soon. So Eric's going to sign off on us, and I'm going to continue the show and everything like that. So, Eric, good night.
Good night, Jay.
And,
good night, guys.
He'll be back next week. That's what it is. Yeah, man. So, well, that's more or less what's going on. No problem. Just going to continue to do what I do. And, yeah, man, going off of Drake, I got to say that for sure, I was super hyped to see the part two. It was actually part two and the first part of the shoot interview I watched the other night. And, man, long interview, and this is only, like, the part of it. So the rest of it is just going to be tremendous. I can't wait to watch it. And tomorrow night I'm going to see the Muppets, so I won't be able to watch it tomorrow night. However, I'm definitely very much looking forward to it. Maybe Sunday, because I don't, we'll see. But, man, I got to tell you, man, Drake Younger, the way he goes on and on about the stories and about the things he goes through, and, you know, forgive me, Drake, if you take any offense to this, but I don't think you will because you're my dude, but this guy's a fucking mark, and I mean that in the most genuine, respectful way possible, because there's so many times that, you know, fans will get called a mark, or this guy will get called a mark, or that guy will get called a mark, and it's actually held in a negative light. But the fact of the matter is, it's not a negative term. It's not. It's something that when a fan is so into that shit, when a fan is so invested in it that he takes it so personally, is really just overwhelmed with how happy he is about a title change, or how happy he is about a booking on a show, or that type of thing, that is a fucking genuine fan. And that may be a quote-unquote mark, but that is the biggest fan that wrestling has to offer. That is the reason why wrestlers have a job. And when you, as a fan, see wrestlers be that excited about their craft, and they are that, and they are that invested in everything that's going on. When Brett, who's also a mark, he went in there and completely, am I still on the fucking air? Because I see people logging out left and right. I don't even know. I think I am. Well, let's just hope. Let's see what goes on. Anyway, like I said, Drake went out there, and he was just so fucking excited to be going through everything that, you know, was going on. And I was really fucking excited to see that shit. And just the dude was super hyped that he got put over for, you know, the Ted Petty tournament. And the story of that is really, really cool, you know, with the way that he got put over and that. And he had really no idea. And it went really, really well. And he's got another story about, to not spoil the story, a train from Amsterdam to Germany, police, German Shepherd, do the math. Just a great dude, and the shoot was awesome. I definitely highly encourage everybody to go out there and pick up that interview, and just really good stuff. He's got volume 2 and volume 3 out. SmartMarkVideo.com. Check out volume 2 and volume 3 of the Drake Younger shoot interview. Best on the Indies. Drake Younger, I think it's like from Psycho Shooter to Golden Boy or something like that. And definitely check him out. I mean, he's just doing tremendous shit over there. I think that's awesome. So I'm very, very excited to see everything else that he has for us. And I could listen to that stuff all day because he's just so excited about the wrestling business that he's a part of. There's so many people that are just like, you know, well, I won the title. Who cares? I didn't really win the title. They just fucking gave it to me. I didn't even know. And it's like, whatever. And then I lost it 2 years later. So, whatever. And this guy is just hyped. He's like fucking hyped on the stuff that was given to him. And, you know, that he was booked into, that he was just really excited about. And it's just refreshing. Just completely refreshing. So, some other stuff I got to get into real quick. The WWE Network is launching, and they're putting on something that they got a couple shows, reality shows and all sorts of things, and I'm looking forward to some of these shows. I mean, maybe not quite as much as the Ultimate Warrior show, but Definitely looking forward to it. And some of those shows are, they got one show with Stone Cold. He's going to run around the fucking country with a tour bus and another guy that's like a beer expert. And they're just going to go to breweries and restaurants and stuff like that and just test beers and review beers and stuff. There's another one that fucking bothers my stomach. And Big Show is going to have his own reality show that's going to, just review his life. What it's like to be fat, beyond fat, and die early. And then they have Mick Foley's going to run around the country and review theme parks and try to find the best roller coaster out there. So all sound like something to watch, I'll pay for it, but watch, at least. And that's what that is. I just looking to see some of that stuff for sure. I don't know how much I got left. I think I'm pretty much gonna wrap this up in a minute. Let me see. Yeah, I mean the CCW stuff is pretty big for next week. We're gonna go in with that. We're gonna see what else goes on. Fortunately, I didn't get any more calls. I expected Juan to call in or somebody, but it's fine. I think I'm more or less going to wrap it up. Where is some of my outro shit? So, definitely check you guys out next week, Thursday, the regular night. Thursday, 9 p.m., the last week before the big Indie Summit Cage of Death fucking combination, John. It's on, man. We're coming back. No question about it. You know what I mean? And it's going to be great, man. We're going to continue to do this shit right fucking way. I'm going to play a little Crooked Eye for you motherfuckers on the way out. That's I think pretty much all I got. Everybody out there, practice safe sex. Go fuck yourself.
FreshwaterLifestyle.com.
It's fast enough so we can fly away. You gotta make a decision.
Harrison Miller.
Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place.
Large on the streets.
Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to
lose. DJ Cash Crook.
Riding on the bus, a nigga broke. I wish I was invisible, I need a cloak. Everybody staring, feeling eyes from afar. Even if they ain't, man, I still think they are. Looking for them jobs, 100 in a week. Couldn't find one, now I'm on government relief. Told the caseworker, ma'am, I'm living in a rat trap. And everything I fucking own is right here in this backpack. Let me backtrack. See, I dropped out of school early, try to make the chronic weed sack crack. Customers ride up, money divide up. I helped my mama pay some bills, then my hustle dried up. But at least a nigga saw some C notes. Didn't get caught, cops shipped me to Los Padrinos. Yeah. Mama left town, I didn't wanna go, so I stayed in the beach, sleeping on my homie's floor. Had my shoes stacked next to me. Had a Smith & Wesson 38 revolver for the east side is testing me. I had a little flow, but I didn't know a man few knows to help a child with his destiny. So it was left to me, had to do it all. Homelessness, hunger, I went through it all. Yeah. I need inspiration, I'm walking to the mall. I stole CDs, man, it's time to evolve. Hard times when you're gone, I'ma miss you. I can't wait to spending money's not an issue. The train stops by the Benz dealership and I be talking to them cars like, yeah, I'ma get you. Dreaming about a fast car while the train's racing. The cops woke me up at the PCA station. Asked for my ticket, damn, that dream was vivid. Fuck you, bring me back to this whack situation. Back to reality, no salary, pockets low calorie. Fuck, can't live my whole life like this and suffer losses. That's when it hit me, circle of fucking bosses. Fast forward to now, we went downtown to the fashion district and just bought us another office. Not enough time to tell the whole story, but the gist of the shit's no nuts, no glory. Plus, I'm using music as a fine art. Yours finds with a D, cause it's hard to find art in yours. I put my heart in every line, wanna stop Crooked's heart, rip his notebook apart. Peace.
Fast enough so we can fly away. You gotta make a decision.
Yeah.
Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
If I could do it,
starting from zero, got nothing
you
to
can
lose.
Do it.
Maybe we'll make something.
Me, myself,
and
I got I'll nothing
do it
to
again.
Lose.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
And we're taking over. And we're taking over. And we're taking over.